You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Rich
Voice. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
All right, Race Wars, we here. It's Race Wars, baby. Race Wars,
hey,
we're on. We're on now.
We're here with Gavin talking about
yes,
tattoos.
We got to make sure we put the song at the beginning, though, right?
Oh, the song will be at the beginning?
Yeah, you got to class it up.
That threw me right off. Because we haven't been back at Stand Up Labs in a while. Because we haven't had a guest who's such a huge fucking problem in a while.
What a pain in the ass Gavin turned out.
Just the last fucking minute. Are you going
to
call from Don?
I got the call from... First of all, it was white people from Sirius calling me who are...
Yeah.
Some who are, like, email me who I never, I don't even know who these white people are. You pissed off white people, we don't even get to meet.
Isn't it funny how Sirius is satellite radio, we can do whatever we want. And then they start their company and go, don't do anything that is remotely offensive, please.
Well, I don't know what the, what was the reason?
First of all.
Like, what happened? Something from Rogan, but then I listened to Rogan.
I didn't hear the Rogan.
I didn't hear on Rogan why. There was a reason for him to be banned.
What's your beef with Opie?
Yeah, that's a
pretty minor. I just don't think he's funny.
That's it?
And I said that publicly, and I called him a torpid sloth. But that was just me being descriptive, and I was talking about when two buddies are riffing, like Jim and Anthony.
Right? Why do your insults have to match your mustache? You, sir, are a torpid sloth. And a cat in a rake.
He's holding a lantern.
I called him a cat in a rake.
Hear ye, hear ye.
He's no gentleman.
Are a lugubrious mammal.
To my balloon. Yes. You can't just be in your millionaire balloon dropping sandbags.
I'm eloquent. I have the language at my disposal. I thought it became a hit.
No, but
everyone calls him torpid sloth now.
Well, the thing on Rogan was
hate you.
Like, why? This is why, because especially on Twitter. By the way, just you know, like, I hope you fans are listening to this, right? Or whoever was tweeting me, I hope you know. I just hope you die, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I miss the fucking crazy.
Who tweeted you?
I miss the crazy feminists so much when I got to talk to radio fans. Like, you are some of the dumbest pieces of shit I think I've ever. And just the idea I would owe you a fucking explanation
Of radio
why
fucks.
We had to reschedule Gavin. I'm fucking like, oh, the fans want to know what's really going on. Here's what's really going on. You should go to your sink and drink all the fluids under it. That's what's going on. You sack of shit. I don't know you a fucking. I will reschedule a guest at a whim, you cunt.
No, but that's
unfucking real.
That's the game. The game is they love beef and drama,
and
you better explain yourself.
I don't
want to
be in part of any Game of Thrones. First of all, of the Opie and Anthony breakup, I don't want to be in this Game of Thrones shit where now, like, I'm a vassal that I have to, like, take a side. I don't have a fucking side. Now, the reason why you asked Opie,
who cares about side?
Because Gavin just keeps getting lost in the story as you retell it, was a last minute booking because someone dropped out, couldn't do the whole show, and had a fucking dog with him that someone was going to have to go babysit. So I'm like, all right, let's work, figure out what's going on.
That's not when you texted me.
I called you and I said, listen, because you got all this shit anyway, we're going to find out what's up with Opie, because I just learned of this, like, as I'm going to the show.
And I was just got there, and when
I
found out about it.
Didn't you just contradict yourself?
What?
You said it was going to be a shitty show, you're bringing a dog, blah, 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 so we rescheduled. And
no,
then
it wasn't
I want to check with Opie first.
Yes, both of those things. First of all, I had no problem doing that because I'd rather have you for a whole show. First of all, Gavin's a great guest, so I'll say that.
Wonderful guest.
But
yeah, he's been on several times.
Favorite guest by far.
Yeah, not favorite. I wouldn't say favorite.
Like,
Sade's our favorite.
My favorite.
Through the phone.
Sade.
Yeah.
Through the phone entrance. She's my favorite.
If she'd really hit some fucking...
Smooth operator.
If she hit your orbital bone, I would replace your odd with her.
Where's Sade when we need her?
So fucking
oh my god.
So she's like, so now it's like a beef Obi. So here's why we just said let's talk to Obi first. We use his studio.
Well, I just went like this. I just want to know the story before. I didn't even know what's going on. So just rebook him so we can get the whole gist.
But why would I not make sure that's cool with Opie? Like, first of all, let's say Opie said, I don't want that guy in. He's like, okay, so somebody trashed him. He doesn't want the guy in his studio. Like, why would he be out of line to say that?
Yeah, but you're both saying two different things.
And we got two different brains.
Okay.
Yeah, I both believe.
But
what he
I said to him, that's why I got mad at Kurt, because I was like, why would you say that? That's not why we canceling Gavin. We're not canceling Gavin because Opie's mad. We canceling Gavin because I want to know the story. I don't know the whole story. He's not a full guest. We'll bring him in next week.
Wait, what are you saying,
period,
Gavin?
I've been through this many times.
Somehow that does not surprise me.
Hey, Gav, Peacemaker Gavin McGinnis has been through this a lot.
And by the way, you do the worst Sherrod impersonation I ever heard in my life.
That is true.
It's just bad.
It's,
but you're not a comic, so I don't expect it to be good.
I think I'm very funny, though. I'm
That's
a funny
two different
man.
Things.
Yeah.
Two different
sure.
things.
Well, your thing, when I got to work on my Sherrod, but there's a lot of like, come on, man, don't worry about it, kid.
Nobody's ever heard that from me?
Yes, that's how you talk.
No, Amy represents the show. She never heard it.
Dude.
She listens to every episode.
2/3 of what you say is laughs.
Okay. Is it?
You're like, what's going on?
Have
hey?
A laugh yet?
Yeah.
Well, I think your voice just doesn't okay, sound. Then. Your voice doesn't sound a lot like his.
Nothing like it.
But I do, like if you, like if you.
But I like it though.
Voice,
I do like, listen, I like Gavin. Laugh, it would be I always good... like Gavin. Always went the bat for Gavin, even when he got banned from fucking Red Eye and Fox.
Yep. When did you get banned from Red Eye?
He's banned from everything, but that's why he thought this was a ban.
Yeah, it's always very mysterious over there. You never know what you did wrong. You have to sort of go back.
What's it?
They said you said some shit in the microphone and it was off, and then the mic lady got mad. Some sexual shit.
What did noted birther Gavin McGinnis possibly say?
Look at me, Gavin. Oh, love that chicken from Popeyes. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Wait, you do sound like a black guy.
Shut up, but you don't.
A blind, you a blind don't. Person would go, that's the white guy, that's the black guy.
Right, but you can't nail the black guy. You nailed the sleevey guy.
Yeah, look, I'm not going on the road. Check out my charade.
Nobody would get it. But you went on Rogan and did that, and they don't even know me.
Yeah?
They're like, who is that, Godfrey? Who the Godfrey?
Here's the thing I don't get about what you're saying with the whole rebooking thing. You said, I wanted all the information, and I outside of
I
like...
I said three things, though. I didn't just say that. Okay. I said more.
All right. Outside of, like, I threatened his wife and kids, you would go, is this beef, like, crazy beef? Like, you're a nut stalker and you threatened his family? No. Okay, well, let's talk about it on the air.
But that's what I didn't know any. I didn't even know you didn't know.
On.
Like, y'all didn't know
each
other.
Wait,
it was still beef. I
just
that.
Assumed you trashed him.
That's you never met him.
Wait, listen. Right. I just assumed you trashed him. That's all I assumed. So, what I'm saying is, what's the weird. Like, all these people getting mad. I'm like, well, if Opie doesn't want him in his studio that we use, we'll just bring Gavin to our other studio. That's not a problem. So, but these people are like, why? How dare Opie? Like, why should he have to have a guy that trashed him? Like, what's the issue? Like, what's the issue?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, but why am I bad for asking him? It's his studio.
Right. It's like Tucker Carlson. I interviewed him about the Daily Caller, and I go, so there's this rumor going around that you won't trash Fox on Daily Caller. And he goes, yeah. They're my boss. I'm not doing that. And I was like, well, there's the end of that debate.
Yeah, we don't have a boss, though.
Yeah, I can just bring you on my show.
We don't have a boss.
You do. You can't. Look where we are right now.
But the show still is our show. This is our show, so we still do an episode.
The part Sirius.
We just replay our shit there.
Here's what Sirius controls. Their studio, yes, as they should.
As they should. They own that.
Okay. By the way, your guy is very proud of white man's culture. I mean, there couldn't be more white of, hey, it's your house, Opie. White man to white man. Can I bring this guest in your house?
Totally.
Like, love like, that chicken from
like, Sherrod, even the butler amount of respect here. Where's the credit from the Anthony fan?
You know, like our thing- boss, Opie. Like, Opie's our boss for a couple dollars a week that somehow he's in charge now. It's
I mean,
so
he's so fucking
hilarious.
Stupid.
But
if I'm
you
in
guys
studio,
are contradicting each other.
No, I'm saying in studio it matters, but this is our show.
Yeah, so I can have you on my show if
but
I want.
You were saying on the phone, you're like, I just need more information.
Yeah,
what is the real truth?
Because you was the last
book.
Because you wasn't booked. Because I also said because you were not booked on the show. He just was bringing you in to fill in. It wasn't a real Gavin show. It was just you filling in. He called you the day of or the day before. I don't know. Mm. But he told me the day of. And then I heard when I got to the studio, I was already in the studio doing notes, going over news stories, and they told me they got beef.
You know,
I'm like, who got
listen,
beef?
Number one, the whole thing wouldn't have been a fucking big deal if Ant hadn't fucking put a whole thing out about I don't even understand why he did that, and I don't understand why I got to be dragged into this Anthony versus
it's
Opie
like
thing.
I thought motherfuckers but knew that we don't want no parts of that shit
just by the way
no
for the
shit.
Record for
we
the,
do Ant show
I want some part of that shit
I know you
I
do because
no
you left for that I don't want no part of that
no,
shit we got
Opie
different shit going on
isn't just unfunny he also stabbed his buddy of 20 years
yeah,
in the
no,
back
he really
let
did.
Them handle that
first
let
of all
let them handle that
not
what
only,
they got to do with us
not only is that really like you have one side issue. I'm not even getting more into it because I don't give that much of a fuck, but you think that's probably just the whole story, whatever you heard from
him. He didn't
whatever.
Call Ant.
Listen, Here's what I'm going to say.
Is that fucked up?
Here's what I'm going to leave it
at. Can you even imagine doing that? Sherrod's fired from Race Wars. Radio silence.
You think there was nothing up? Look, you think there was no buildup?
Unfathomable.
Do you really think there was no buildup up to that? Whatever. Listen, I'm not going to. Opie could tell
the
history.
Why do you want to be in the middle of that shit?
Listen, Opie could tell the history if he wants.
Yeah, that's the question.
The point is,
I'm really into like justice.
Why? Yeah, okay. Well,
like if I see someone butt in line over there, I'll go, what the fucking. Hey. She was in front of you. You go wait here.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Gavin, if you're into justice, fix that Sherrod impersonation.
Sherrod, can you imagine being in line? Wait, can you imagine being in line and getting cut?
I'll hold you to that.
I'm going to come back in a month, and I will have worked for 20 hours total on a Sherrod impersonation. You have my word. It might not be good, but I promise you.
I know
you,
it's not going to be good, but
I'll
wait for
it. Spend a month and 20 full hours listening to Race Wars, like just practicing.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
And you better be hilarious, because I'm on hilarious on every audio.
Wait, I want to just address. Can you imagine being in line and getting cut, and then out of nowhere, a Canadian Willy Wonka jumps out and demands justice?
Yes!
I would think I was on acid.
He's down here with his
It's a Scottish trade. I got it from my dad. We're really into, because the English fucked with us for 100
Gavin's
years.
Gavin's down here causing problems with his anchor babies. It bugs me. Take you and your anchor babies back to Canada, you son of a bitch.
Canada, Scotland. I've lived all over the fucking world.
And everywhere
China.
Hates you. Love that chicken from Papa.
No, everyone doesn't want me around because they don't like conflict. But I love conflict. I think it's
fun. Yeah, if it's our conflict, I don't want to get involved in somebody else's bullshit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I do not want
to be involved in the Anthony versus Opie thing.
There's no winners. There's no winners in that situation.
And by the way, just for the record,
Ant loves Opie and Opie loves Ant. And them niggas can't talk to each other.
And
there's all these other people in between
Anthony,
them.
Anthony Cumia.
It's like, who wants it?
Hates Opie's guts.
Because he can't love him no more. He hates him because he can't love him no more.
If Opie died that day, whatever that day was, would be a big celebration every year.
He hates him so much because it's so hard to love him anymore.
Hold on, listen.
It's an R&B song.
We had Ant on right after, we had him on
the
live
first
show.
People to have Ant on any show.
We were like the big defenders.
Any show.
Okay.
Let's find out what's going on.
Look, my whole thing was, I can easily forgive Ant for tweeting all that shit because he got attacked. I would say all kinds of shit if I got attacked. Okay.
You have.
But to fucking put it on Opie, like he's supposed to leave with it. Like,
no. I've never said that. No one is.
That's literally the tweets I get. These fucking morons tweet this at me nonstop.
Right. No, you don't have to quit your job when your friend gets fired. But what you do have to do is go, what the fuck is going on? This is insane. So what do you want to do? And then you sit there and say to him, you really can't expect me to quit. Just because you got fired,
but you
gotta
let them handle that. Why would you want to have that headache?
Oh, it's not like I'm up all night worrying about it. But when
but you have
I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. Here's the thing: if a guy gets fucked over by a chick and she cheats on him, I'm never speaking to her again. She ceases to exist. And often that guy will forgive her and get back with her. And now I can't go over to his house because she's there because I exed her.
Yeah, that's why you need to mind your business.
I mean, that's why.
I can't.
Stay out of your friends' relationships.
I can't.
Stay out of your friends' relationships. Gavin, stay out of yours.
Gavin, why are you a black woman now?
He needs to be in the Real Housewives. He's a Nene from Real Housewives.
Gavin's going to attack Anthony.
I will rip out your weave.
You did not bring that, bitch.
I feel like black women, though, they get over it in a week.
Shit.
Scots, when your ex, oomph.
It's did you know decades. That is a Scottish thing that when I went to UK, I was talking to a Scottish guy a long time at a bar who was like really interesting. And he looked like whatever, if you want to meet a Scottish guy, he looked like whatever you dreamed of, like a craggy faced whiskey guy. And then, so he was really interesting. Then he starts talking about how his son was on drugs. If he ever finds the guy who sold him drugs, like he's going to kill him. And I'm like, well, you think some of that's on your son? Maybe more than the.
He's dead to me too.
He was that classic fucking like, it's these dealers. Fucking,
yes.
He probably just sucked it as a Scottish parent, really.
Probably. That's what my money's on.
He's sitting here drinking himself silly while he's telling me about it. He's mad at drugs.
Gavin had beef with Caitlin too. You and Caitlin squashed the beef, right?
Oh, you did squash
the
beef.
Yeah, she compared me to a mass murderer.
Here's my thing. Did we get involved in that shit? I stayed out of that shit too. I was like, y'all handle it.
I told Caitlin, stop being an idiot.
You're adults.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a divorce, a huge beef. We weren't friends for 20 years.
But if it was the other way around, Gavin, you would have jumped in there.
But you did get, and by the way, you did get over that because I remember you were like, she is finished, and you fucking worked it out, right?
Yeah, that's the new generation
of
Scots.
The joke was on you. She started finished. You can't end a career that never started, nigga.
No, I didn't say I was going to finish her like, she'll never work in this town again. I was just like, oh,
she
I'm
will
Dylan
never
Roof, am I?
Self-finance a one-woman show in this town ever again.
Self-finance a one-woman show in this town again.
You'll never talk about your ridiculous vaginal mistakes on stage ever again.
Did we hurt you, though, Gavin? Did you get hurt when we told you that we wanted to reschedule that day? Did you get hurt by us?
No, not in the least.
All right. I just want to know, like, what did, no, dude, did we affect you at
that
all?
That came because Anthony tweeted it without, and that, because first of all, I go, don't like say it on the show, which he didn't, but Anthony knew and said it, which I don't see what the benefit is of starting that shit up.
Because he comes from radio, and that whole thing is beef culture. They would do it. Opie and Anthony would do it with Howard.
Right.
You know, Jimmy Kimmel does
but they
it with
really
Jay Leno.
Didn't have,
it's
like Howard
beef.
Just
it's
had
like
a
rap.
Problem with them. From what I understood, was Howard just didn't like them. They hadn't done. They were like fans of him.
Right.
Did they actually do something to Howard? Because I
don't
remember.
They were fans of him, but they also talked shit about him.
Oh, they
and
did?
He has the skin of a fucking piece of cellophane. So he was
pissed off about that.
Let's talk about how weak Howard Stern is.
But Howard Stern kind of treated O&A like he got treated in private parts by, who was he looking up
by
to?
Imus. He Imus them, yeah.
Like Imus, remember he used to shit on him?
Yeah, he's a fucking dick.
It's like, why wouldn't people go like this? Hey, somebody treated me like that, so I'm going to stop the shit here and not treat the next nigga
how
like that.
How much money do you think he has?
Wouldn't somebody say that?
Howard Stern has $20 million in the bank.
Oh, easily. Not more than that?
That's just my gut.
No, he got more than that.
Really?
He was getting like 15 hundreds, from America or America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
15?
15. Yeah. And he turned down 15 for the next year. He turned it down.
What a fucking waste.
Yeah, what a fucking unfunny fucking sloth, right?
It's fun listening to Stern, which I do a lot. Because when he's funny, which is probably once every 3 months, you go.
It's like, yeah, finding something.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I've listened. Well, even when there was like a thing of Opie and Anthony
but
versus Stern.
I think Stern's so funny, though. I think he's
and
so
I remember
funny.
That being a thing. Like, I was like in college, I guess. But like, I'm like, you know, they're on at different times. Like, I just listen to one and the other.
Yes.
Like, I still got to drive. Like, what am I going to not listen to one? Like, somebody's
so
got to call
like
that
beefs.
Time.
No, we like beefs.
First of all, it's not even so much beefs. Like, maybe that would be fun, but I despise, like, when I got to read this dumb shit on Twitter. Twitter's the worst, man. I had no idea what I was up against.
You can mute. Just mute people and block them. That's what I do. Yeah, it's a joy.
And yeah, but there. That's a lot of work sometimes.
That's
but
why I hire some Mexican kids to do.
Because here's what happens. I'm such a fucking, like, aw shuckums, like, well, I'll answer your question. Like, I'm such a dumbass, like, where I think I'm talking to a human.
Chicken for Popeye.
Right. And so then I answer one question, then another idiotic thing pops, and there's like 50 stupid. I'm like, how the fuck did I get in here? Like, it's awful, dude. But by the way, the SJWs, bless their hearts, none of them are as awful as these fucking people that were tweeting me after the Gavin thing with Anthony. Like, holy shit, I want to make out with a feminist so hard and praise their reasonableness.
They're sad guys.
I want to like
sadness.
Dude, when you go like, what the fuck's your thing? And they'll go, "Hey man, sorry, I just want to say." Yeah.
Dude, all these fucking psycho bitches on Twitter, they didn't just come out. It's like, you know, prohibition's like definitely a stepping on freedom. It didn't just come out of nowhere. Everybody was such a problem drunk all the time that they're like, "Maybe we just shouldn't have alcohol anymore." So these fucking
animals.
Yeah,
my whole family died. Maybe we should ban this.
But, you know, people, it's government intrusion, but at the time it was so out of control. Like, America drank, like, I guess, how Europe drinks now. Like, but it was so bad that it was like a reason.
Well,
they
couldn't get water.
It.
They didn't know how to distill water. So you would just have beer for breakfast.
Because it was the healthiest thing you can have, too, the drink.
Yes.
That's the scary part.
And it probably tasted so disgusting.
Oh, it was
sewage
awful.
In it. So you'd pour whiskey in it just to take the fucking sting out.
Did you see that thing about cowboys, by the way, like what they used to drink?
What?
The first cocktails are for cowboys, like champagne and orange juice.
Yeah.
Or peach or something. That's what cowboys drank. They never drank the whiskey because it could kill you.
Really?
They would drink like mimosas. And I swear to God, I was watching this thing about.
Cowboys were fags?
Yeah, wait, hold on. I was watching this thing about how the Wild West, because you know, the Wild West, like especially when they talk about America with guns, the Wild West had way less shootings than we have now. Like,
yeah, well, they had way less people. Yeah.
Well, way less people.
And the blacks weren't.
But
whoa, 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 whoa. Who, well, why do you think they're called cowboys? They were all black.
They're mostly black.
It was derogatory. They were mostly black. They were a derogatory statement. Cowboys is like being called the nigga.
It wasn't like heroic. Yeah, it wasn't heroic work. It was work you gave.
Nobody wanted to be a cowboy. That's what you call black people in the West.
Yeah, they were almost all black.
Yeah.
Really?
Mexican. Yeah. None of them. There was no
Jew. They were the migrant workers of that day.
I gotta look that up.
Look it up, Canada. Look it up, Canadian. You don't know the history of America.
Listen, the bounty hunters and shit and sheriffs and shit were all white.
I don't know. This happens to me a lot with you, Kurt. You'll say, yeah, no, you got that wrong. And then I'll look it up and no, I didn't get it wrong.
The last thing I was right about, that T-boy that shot up the base.
Yeah, you were wrong about that.
That's because those guys didn't help him.
No, and the guy that wasn't it. The guy that got Islamist dismissed. By the way,
who was Islamist?
So you know the little boy who was chained to the bed in Afghanistan. They cry and get raped all night.
Right.
Yeah, and I go, these fucking psychos. You know, they're jihadists. They're gonna kill. They killed a Marine.
No, that's
and
our side.
Kurt goes, no, that Marine, that little kid killed that Marine because he didn't help him. And then I looked it up later, and no, that's not what he said. Allah Akbar.
Listen to me. That's what they all say before they die.
Really? You're trying to distinguish between Allah Akbar?
Wait, that's your... Listen, let me tell you what happened.
No,
the Northern Alliance people that we teamed up with, the Taliban put an end to the Bouchabazi thing.
Right.
The Taliban cracked down on that.
True.
That's when he fucked the little boy.
So all our allies are boy fuckers. Mm-hmm. That's who we're helping. Yeah. Okay? Now, the kid probably had a lot of bitterness because the government said, don't... That one soldier got dismissed because he knocked out one of our ally commanders because he heard him fucking a boy.
Oh.
So and then the fucking piece of shit U.S. military, they're like trying to have this thing where they're going to have democracy there, these boy fuckers.
Right.
So the soldiers that are like listening to boys being raped, they're not allowed to do shit.
Wow.
Because like that's their culture.
Yeah.
So
on
then,
the base, by the way.
So it was speculated by the parents, I believe, either of the soldier or somebody else. It was a speculation what I said, but I happen to think it's probably true. When the kid shot, he was bitter at he's on this base getting raped and no one's doing anything.
He's an extremist Muslim. And
he got raped every day. He got raped by our ally every day.
You were wrong.
Why would he not hate us?
He had the worst.
You were wrong. And I know I'm going to look up this cowboy thing tonight.
How was I wrong?
No, I said he was wrong.
Oh.
No, you said he was. Wrong. You should have saved me from being raped. That's not what happened. He went, fucking Americans.
I didn't say that's what he hollered before he died.
No,
but
I'm just trying to explain
what a lot of the motive had to do with.
Oh, now we get it all grassy with the motive and it's sort of not.
Does that sound grassy or just logical?
Well, here's the thing. If I was a little boy being raped and I saw a gun, I'm shooting everybody in the room.
Yes. Well, this guy shot everyone in the room because he hates Americans.
So why did he shoot the other people? Did he shoot any of the Alliance?
Shot the first American soldier he could get, and then he got shot. Yeah, why didn't he shoot his rapist if it
were
was all about rape?
I'm sure he shot whoever he could get at. Yeah. Why would he? Why would he not hate Americans?
I'm
going to
look up this Cowboys thing when I get home, and I bet
your
you anything. I lost my phone.
Yeah, you know what? Look up rot gut. That's that old saying, rot gut. That's what they called the whiskey. And if you drank it, it was like so bad, it was like poison.
Oh, yeah.
So they would make, I swear to God.
That is true.
That's how we got cocktails. That's how they were invented.
I believe it 100%. Yeah. But I bet you that they were disproportionately more black and Hispanic than you would think. But still, out of 10 cowboys, 8 are white.
No, they're not.
No.
That's not true.
We'll see.
No.
We'll see.
No.
What do you got against black and Latino cowboys? That you can't even give it to them 200 years ago.
Can you guys
even 200 years ago, you can't let that ride.
Yeah.
That's why they made that fucking...
That's my beef.
That was like a thing.
There was barely any black people in the country.
Yes, it was.
That only worked.
Remember the Buffalo Soldiers? They were in the country too.
Listen, here's what you understand.
What color were they?
Look, the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger's not
Buffalo,
a cowboy,
nigga.
Right? Like, that's like asshole work. You understand? So that's how blacks were.
I understand.
Were there.
Yeah. I get that part.
So that's what it was.
Yeah, that doesn't make them all black.
I didn't say all. I said most.
Okay. I'm disputing most.
Okay.
And I'll be alone in my living room on my laptop, going, "Those fuckers."
Yep, they were
what
right.
What do I do now? Then I'll text you both. I can't text you. I don't have a phone. But
then you'd be like, okay, maybe they were, but Opie wasn't no damn cowboy. Opie never was a cowboy. Mm-hmm. Love that.
No, I don't know. On Wikipedia, it just says
Kurt's
former
wrong.
Soldiers and a significant, it just says a significant number. So I don't know what that means.
Significant.
More than you'd think. How many? I don't think we only brought in about 300,000 slaves.
That's not true at all.
No,
what do you mean? First of all, what do you mean we? You're Canadian.
Out of a
you
million,
mean Americans, American whites?
Out of a million slaves, or no? Maybe it was 10 million.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
over the entire course of slavery,
10 million is closer to the number.
No, but there was sort of an epoch where it all went down. And
but 10 million is closer to the number.
You know, honestly, most of the evil shit of slavery to me, like, first of all, slavery is evil, but all that kind of shit, I'm like, well, that's what people did.
And whatever got here is what who made it, who you brought
out. What is it?
One in four.
It's who made
one
it here.
One in four what?
One in four and the blacks in the American West.
Oh, we're cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh,
one,
wait,
what? One in four cowboys were black.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But
25%.
So wait, what about...
look at who wrote that fact?
What did I say?
Who wrote it?
CNN, I said 8 out of 10, some scholar 7.5. Who studies that.
I never said they were all black. What? I but hold on. What about the slave thing? How many... Because are you saying in the of it?
Well, the thing about slavery was, it's not like it was this steady trickle for centuries. There was sort of like you could narrow it down to sort of a 50 to 100 years where... 90% of it happened.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
That's a long time.
But, look,
but I think we only got a third or a tiny portion. They all went to Brazil. They all went to South America.
They all did.
Dude,
no,
look,
yeah,
all that
true.
Shit. By the way, even like colonialism that's supposed to be so terrible.
He's right? trying to push it all the way from place.
Do you want those numbers?
Yeah, well,
I think Brazil got 7 million and we got...
Listen, even all that shit, like, you know,
you got more than Brazil,
you,
man.
Dude, you know, colonial...
Here's the thing. The real tragedy... The real tragedy is the motherfuckers who died on the way here.
Yes.
And there.
And those poor fucking Irish slaves, those that had to work in the fields, getting sunburnt, you know, treated like human garbage.
Like blacks? Treated like blacks?
Why? No, because they were they know way Irish below when they blacks. See them.
No, they weren't.
Blacks can pick cotton and not die of sunburn. White trash slaves were human garbage.
But the only reason they could pick cotton because they were property of the people who owned the cotton. And Irish settlements wasn't property of the people who owned the cotton. It wasn't property of the plantation owners. So that's why they kept them out. It was just white, like business. No, it was business.
White slaves sucked. Black slaves used to make jokes about white slaves because they were such losers.
First of all, white slaves wasn't slaves. They were indentured servants. So they had some type
of... They picked cotton, too.
Yeah, but they got
something
for it.
They just couldn't survive.
They got something for it,
listen, hold on. Look, the whole
Oh, you're talking about the slave, the first... But that was Native Americans who they used before. They used black people.
Look, whatever. All that shit. Look, whatever.
Look at my face. Good.
Slavery's what they did. Fine. I'll say, hey, that's just what they did.
Yes.
The real evil shit is after it was... Here's where the true evil... is after the slavery's over, all that fucked up shit, that's the shit that's like where the guilt should come from. Yeah. The slavery, I'm like, well, people did that. But the fucking when supposedly everybody's free and all that
after
vile fucking, and or the Indians. I don't give a fuck about colonialization. That's just what people do. The evil shit is in the 30s what we fucking did to them. When it's like, we're going to beat your language out of you. That's the vile part. You understand? That's where it's a modern age. That's why the Holocaust is fucked up. Because that's modern age shit.
After slavery was just as bad or worse for black people in America than slavery was. Because now they couldn't own you. They couldn't own you, and now they're competing with you.
Yeah.
By the way, to this day, this ultimate fear that it's not going to be white enough, God forbid. I mean, that's a real fucking thing these people have. And they dress it up all these different ways. That's where you hear all this culture and fucking... Our culture's always mixed with brown people. It always is supposed to.
In this country,
and
it is.
By the way,
in America.
As much as I like making fun of black people, I would never in a million years do... Well, white people are better. I fucking have an equal.
No, but
if not
you
more
have
hatred.
To concede, and I'm a Western chauvinist. I love Western culture, but you have to concede that most Western culture is
why is it
white.
Great? Well, it's
I mean,
it's
black
mixed
people,
is what it is.
When
Western
they have
culture's
Thanksgiving,
great because
it's
mixed.
A white tradition. When you have a birthday cake, that's from Germany. I mean, Santa. Most of American culture is founded by whites.
Okay.
And by the way,
do you know how much of our shit is
good
asshole?
Good sugar first, cookies, was it like that?
First of all, Thanksgiving
chitlins
was white people and a bunch of Indians.
Bunch
so
of
they're
Indians.
Out of that.
It was more Indians at the first Thanksgiving than white people.
By
but
way,
it's a white thing.
That,
continue.
Did you watch that thing on History Channel?
They're surrounded by Indians, by the way. But we count y'all 10 for one.
But wait, do you know? Did you watch that thing about the first Thanksgiving with the Indians? What happened? The tribe that they made friends with didn't like this other tribe, right? And they're like, listen, you got guns and shit. Just go slaughter that entire tribe for us, okay? And we'll give you corn and shit. And then they went, and they have letters they wrote about, like, the nightmares they had of murdering this other tribe for their friend. And then they all had a nice Thanksgiving dinner together with, like, the pilgrims just shaking, like,
Well, I'm so glad
what
that
did
you
we
talk
do
about
for turkey?
What hell it was. Because this ignorance of the past, and we've got all this rewriting of history with, like, they want to literally sandblast Stone Mountain because Confederates are racist and they want to dig up all the bones.
What Stone Mountain?
Of the general. What's Stone Mountain?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Really?
Yeah, what is it?
It's in Georgia. It's a big sort of like Mount Rushmore for the Confederate soldiers.
Who's on it?
a guy named Eddie Briscoe, Joey Badecki, and a guy named Nit Mars.
No shit.
Who is a basketball player. He invented basketball.
Joey Badecki?
Yeah.
Colonel Badecki.
So stupid.
I pray to God.
But we go back in time and we realize how shitty everything was. And you need that context before you go sanitizing it. Like fucking New York City had 4 feet of manure everywhere.
Right.
People would die from drinking rot gut.
Yeah.
And so to go back in time and say, those guys were mean and were digging up their bones and getting rid of them. You go, everyone was mean. Everything sucked.
Well, yeah, that's a very stupid. That's a
digging
stupid
up bones
thing.
And I'm just quoting you.
The Confederate flag's a different thing to me, but that is like a thing of like, why would you not have a monument to some war? Like, why would you not have that? What?
On Tuesday, or so today, Ole Miss, so Mississippi's oldest state university, is voting whether or not to remove Mississippi's state flag, which includes the Confederate flag on it, from the campus.
No, I said that. Yeah, what it is the deal is they're going to take it down, but they're going to replace it with a big screen TV of Kramer from The Laugh Factory.
Yeah, let's take Bill Cosby off the air. Let's take,
he is off the air.
Let's never show Eddie Murphy's fag jokes.
Oh, then we have to.
Even this wall.
But you know what's funny?
We took down the fucking Bill Cosby.
Yeah, we beefed about that shit too.
But you know what that was?
Them shits need to go back up.
Wait, they hired a consultant.
They need to go back up.
They're like, why are we not making money?
Those Bill Cosby pictures, those albums need to go back up.
Those albums are at Anthony Comey's house.
I don't care if they go up.
They really are.
I don't give a shit.
Are they?
Yeah. Listen,
it ain't like it's a non-rapist on the wall now.
Wait, hold on. Here's the best part.
All fucking rapists.
Louis J. Gomez took all of them.
And he gave them to Anthony.
Yeah. Wait, here's the best part.
Y'all should have never took him down.
If the fucking Eddie Murphy, when he's doing those fag jokes on Raw, the best part, he goes, fags can't look at my ass. And then he's wearing tight red pleather, showcasing his gorgeous ass. Like, you're a cock tease, Eddie Murphy. You're wearing the gayest shit. He's wearing the fruitiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
Like, I don't want faggots. Why did you pick red?
That motherfucker,
bright red.
His pants was made out of cherry nylatus.
He's got one of those super high Monroe Martin asses.
He does have a high butt bone.
Do you know Monroe Martin?
No,
but that sounded fun.
I got a pilot. I did a pilot with him and Andy Letterman, and his ass is so high up, like we just make nonstop. He told him surprised, and he said he should surprisingly suffocate in his own diapers. He has to take his shirt
really
off
has
the shit.
His ass up here. He can take his wallet out of his pocket like that.
It looks like he's giving a piggyback ride to his ass. She said.
No, but I was thinking.
Oh, Monroe shit his collar again. By the way, this pilot is called Stand Ups. The part, and this is why I didn't realize, because we wanted to be like a Larry David, we make up some material. But you know, you don't have the money to sit there and do all those takes.
Right.
This is where you realize you have to stay on book. You're like, oh shit, I hope this script I wrote worked.
Yeah, and you can't edit it.
But if we does go to studios, like, I want to fucking never script our like banter ever, because like I think we can edit something out of that for that scene. But there's nothing worse than scripted ball busting.
Oh,
like every time they'd yell cut like and we'd start fucking around.
That's the best.
It's like
shit.
Magic.
Yes.
Right.
And especially then right comics. Back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing this all day, every day anyway. You know what I was thinking about with Bill Cosby? Speaking of context, and this is, I don't know the case. I'm too lazy to look it up. It just looks like a big pile of homework, like that New York Mag cover story.
Oh, but all those women? Yes, women.
When you go back in time, right, it's a different universe. And maybe that was like a thing, like, hey, you want to do some pills? And
I'm sure it was.
And then you wake up and you're like, you fucker, I was passed out that whole time you were fucking me. And then Bill Cosby was like, whoopsie. And now with 2015 eyes, they go, I was passed out when he was fucking me. But back then, it might have been, and I'm keeping this interrogative, it might have been like a...
Yeah, it's a...
Listen, it's exactly that's what it was. And I think he was taking advantage of it, even with those loose rules.
I think even with the loose rules, he was still raping.
But you're 100% right.
Yeah.
I was laughing about this. Like, who was I talking to this about? We were laughing about like,
nugget, John,
just even the
weed.
Concept of consent just kind of got invented recently.
Totally. Well,
which I'm for that invention.
Girl,
it's a good
that
invention.
That mattress
yeah.
girl says he was putting it in my vagina, then he put it in my butt.
Who
and
said
I was
that?
Like, mattress girl, the one who carried the mattress around NYU or Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't want to write a thesis is what Karen said.
Basically. But I'm sort of going through my own sexual history, and I'm like, I may have done a few slipperoos.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Slipperoo.
And then they're like, stop. And you're like, I would love to.
She said that's what's the rape?
Yeah, that was her rape. Her
well, I'll stop if you say stop. If you make me stop, I'll stop.
I will almost always stop when you say stop. Yeah. Almost 100% of the time.
Yeah, I'll stop on the third. Like,
dude, I mean, first of all,
what? 100%. I thought she'd been fucking girls, and I've caught myself saying, I'm not in control. I'm not in control.
Like, I'm talking about when you're already full pump. If you full pump having sex and somebody say, well, hold up 1 second.
Yes.
You stop right away, then you're not a passionate lover.
If a jealous husband came in with a gun, I would just go, oh, well.
I'd be like, there's no way.
If the thing that happened right before she begged you to stop is that you started fucking a different hole, then you should stop right away.
Oh, yeah, in 2015.
And by the way, to be a passionate lover, if somebody's like crying and wants you off them, that kind of kills the passion a bit, doesn't it? Or does it
depends on how you're wired.
Well, it depends. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, if you get any like...
Or is the sweet nectar of her tears.
That's just the thing. It's all about context, and you're changing the rules post-game. That's a dangerous pattern.
You're right about that, but here's the thing.
You got another
one. There's two where one was the girl was just going to read lines with him and she doesn't drink. He's like, no, you got to, it's for the character. You got to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And she takes the thing. She's all right. And
he
the other one,
drink.
The girl goes, he drugged me. I was going to fuck him. I don't even know why he drugged me. Like, I had every intention of fucking him. Then I woke up. I'm like, oh, did we fuck? Like, that's a creepy ass fucking thing.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's creepy. Right. And just to be clear here, roofing a chick in a bar, I think it's way worse than rape. It's
you could kill someone. I said that.
And you bought those pills on a Saturday at noon.
Yeah.
So you were like, I'm going to rape on Thursday.
Yes.
That's fucking dark.
Yeah. It's that shit. Like, I don't care what happens to you. I'm just going to give you this shit. And we'll see if
you
live or die.
Your boy was taking them himself. Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Was taking roofies?
Yes, he was roofing himself. That's when he got arrested for his DUI. But
that's
for,
you know, that was. That's, I guess, what I'm saying. I don't know the specific cases, but back in the 60s and 70s, it probably felt really good. I've never fucked on Xanax, but I bet it feels awesome.
It feels pretty good.
No, they said a roofie's the closest thing you'll ever get to a Quaalude. GHB is like the closest, but Quaaludes are
a
special feel.
Heaven.
Yeah.
But GHB was a weightlifter supplement. And
right.
And that's because it would put you out and you'd, I guess, somebody explained to me, like, when you're sleeping, you build muscle.
That's what it is.
The way it worked, you would, like, you burn fat while you're sleeping more. So these guys were taking, before it was illegal, you would buy it at GNC.
Yeah.
So if he was taking that, I mean, it's also recreational, but if he was taking that, like, it might be something like that.
I used to make out with this chick for hours on GHB, and it just felt like fucking.
Is it fun, GHB? Yeah.
It's amazing.
Like,
you have the liquid. You have the liquid.
Ecstasy is Batman, and GHB is Robin.
Yeah, you have the liquid.
Yeah,
yeah,
blue liquid.
What, I always get it from models.
What's the right amount to take to get a good
very tiny and stay the fuck away from booze?
It was a skin. I did it on a skinny little tube.
Yes,
and it was fucking
when we
unreal.
Started Vice, we would give our clients those tubes and just make tons of money. It was like we were drug dealers.
No, that's drug dealing.
Well, it was. I mean, it used to be legal.
That's the definition. You used to give it to your clients?
For free. Yeah.
And that's,
where were you getting it from?
Dude, I think I bought it on the internet. I remember getting like a big thing of it.
It wasn't always illegal, dude. You could easily get it. Yeah.
What was the size of that container?
It was fucking huge.
Oh,
and it would last
God.
For years.
Oh, shit.
Did you ever do K?
Oh, shit.
I don't think so.
I was wondering what that's like. Because I was watching the thing with people.
Probably awesome.
This guy's addicted to it, and they had to take his fucking bladder out, and he's still taking it.
Gee, I know of a chick upstate who's abandoning her kid because she wants to focus on Special K.
Is she single?
Move to the
city. What do you mean focus on Special
K? She's cool with my call.
I love it. Sorry, son, but I don't really have time for you. I want to pursue this. And she's going to move
in
back.
Those words?
Move to New York.
In those words, like she's going back to school.
No, but that's what's going on. And
I love this
girl.
I
would get that for heroin, but Special K? You're throwing away your life?
First of all, do you have a time machine to go to 1997 to find a Special K dealer?
Who's those?
Who do you know?
There's raves. People are going to raves.
Does she know a corrupt horse that sells his extra?
We used to do PCP in Montreal, and then I found out later that we were doing horse tranquilizer, mescaline. So,
wait, mescaline's not horse tranquilizer.
Cat tranquilizer, maybe it was?
That's K.
That's K.
Okay, so maybe we were doing horse tranquilizer then.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Is that,
I thought that's what it is.
It's the same thing for the horse and the cat?
We called it mescaline, and then other people call it PCP, but it was just like fucking being Star Wars. How did you do it?
Oh, Canada.
You shot it, or you drank it, or you sniffed it?
That's why that's their fucking national anthem, because the story's like, they're like, oh, Canada. Oh, you guys. Oh, Canada. You guys are so adorable.
That's our national anthem as of 1980.
Is it?
Yeah? Yes. What was it before that?
Nothing.
You guys are
we got
sweetest.
Our flag in 1969.
Oh, we don't want to impose.
No, you did not.
Yes, we did.
Canada's a mess.
Brand new.
You just got a flag in 69?
Yep.
And an anthem in 80.
The Queen is still the head of Canada. The Queen of England.
So it was like a Leafs pennant was the flag
before? No, it was an amalgam of a bunch of British shit. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what people don't get about Canada is that it's brand new, and so they're trying shit out.
Yeah.
Like, let's make everyone bilingual. Oh, that didn't work.
I didn't realize how brand new it was.
Well, everybody was kind of against that. Was that French thing, right? I still remember the John Stossel report about that woman who was in charge of Frenchifying everything.
Yeah.
Make sure it's
they're
French.
They're still
first.
Going. You still have to speak French. If you're in Vancouver on a plane, they go, bonjour, on va mettre des cintures, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And you're
now,
like,
do you
no
think,
one here is
listen,
French. Why do you have to
as,
talk
as fuck? Really? Well, also, a real French person would be like, what the fuck are you speaking? This is some regional patois.
Well, it's a 400-year-old patois.
Why are they doing that in Vancouver, though? I thought it was just in Montreal.
Well, infuriating.
Okay, as annoying as that is, and it is infuriating, but doesn't that kind of help their little touristy kind of thing a little bit, that there's a little Frenchy part?
No, it's
no?
as stupid as speaking German.
Because when you go to Montreal first
language.
Before you go to...
Would I go where?
A lot of other places in Canada when you go to Montreal first.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, am I wrong about that, or is there
well,
a place
Toronto,
people
I'll
go
to?
Yeah,
T-dot,
but
T-dot.
Yeah, Toronto for sure.
That was a French that was a French colony forever, right. So that already had its interestingness built in.
Great
it's
strip
got
clubs,
400-year-old buildings,
strip
and
clubs, and great
strip
Montreal.
Clubs per capita. The, you know what I don't like with the strip clubs down there is the women are too mentally healthy.
It's annoying.
So
isn't
they're
it?
Just like,
do you think
I am
so?
A woman who likes to make love, and I go to a strip club, and maybe I will go home with you. You're like, no, you have to be a single mom with droopy tits and a shitty tattoo, and you have to be a bit fucked in the head.
I think they are fucked in the head. I think you're giving them too much credit because they're bilingual.
They'll be barefoot and not wearing stripper shoes. And you're like, no, 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 no.
I saw a hairy
this
one up
too
there
positive.
Before. She had hair under the armpits.
See? That's what I'm screaming. She's a healthy, libidinous lady who likes to show her vagina to men. And you go,
no,
I have to be depressed.
Yeah. Oh, well, they... I'm so like just happy to be here. I don't care.
In the strip club,
hey, you're barefoot, whatever.
With dirty feet.
I just want some pussy.
Armpit hair.
Did you ever go to Fox's in Queens years ago?
Wait,
you know what?
The
I think I went. Yes. With Tony Woods,
the,
I went.
By the graveyard.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes.
I was there once.
Who did you go with?
My buddy Sharky.
That's like David Lynch.
Black dude?
Dude.
No. Sharky.
This was woman's tits were cocks, which I like. And she had black dad socks in her stripper shoes. And I'm like, whoa, I like the socks. Because it was so gross, it gave me a boner. And as she leaned down, like, what? She's Puerto Rican. And her tits would, like, she had to hold her tits down to talk to me because they would go in my face. She's like, but I like the socks. And she goes, she thinks I'm insulting her. And she goes, they're for medicinal purposes.
Oh.
And I was like, this is why we're here.
What medicinal? You got medicinal feet? Like
yeah,
you got
they
flaky,
do. I have
flaky
seen that.
Fucking
no, it's
eczema.
Like support socks.
Yes.
It's like for veins and shit.
Oh, what, she got gout? Who has stripper socks
oh,
on?
Oh, she got gout.
Bitch got gout. bring me champagne. Yeah, the young one. With
Corpse
the gout.
Should have been in a pirate ship.
Strip clubs are where men go to marvel at how perverted they are and how much they adore women. It's
dude,
like the
know,
French with
do you know,
the stinky cheese.
Jay Oakerson? You know Big J?
Yeah. Yep.
So we used to go, because he grew up in South Blackwood, New Jersey, you know, by Route
awful.
40.
That's awful.
Going into Philly.
Just
all those strip clubs.
The white people that you stay away from.
So we would always go on amateur night. He always wanted, we would go to the strip club because that's where he'd see girls from high school. Like, he'd have a joke about it. He'd be like, hey, that's Tracy. And she'd be spitting on the pole like, shut up. Shut up. And but you know, it's always like a tampon string or, you know, it's like audition night.
I remember this fat Chinese girl had a bloody toe. She'd stubbed her toe and she's bleeding into her white fishnets. And I was just like, I must have spent $100
on that. That's hot. Now that's hot. A bleeding Chinese girl? When do I sign up?
Are you sure that wasn't a ghost?
She was crawling up the wall of the ceiling.
Hold on. What happened?
We
went to your covers and she came out. But we're watching a shower show. This girl, I'll never, she had a C-section scar that looked like a World War I bayonet wound. It was like on the side. I mean, we were in tears watching a shower show. And then that South Jersey, yeah, we get the water on. It's going to be really hot. There's like this show, like.
Boner killer.
That's heaven. And it's you know, it didn't Inside Amy Schumer have a sketch about the chick who's all enthusiastic about strip clubs?
Oh, yeah, she's cool with it. She wants to be cool.
She's then like, yeah, party.
She buries the stripper for them.
Yeah, that's good.
And she's alive. She has to hit her with the shovel.
yes, she comes back to life. You see these women at strip clubs, and they're like, let's fucking objectify women. Ha, ha, ha. This is going to be super funny. And you go, bitch, this is church. Yeah. We come here. We don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
And we just look at an anus that's this close and just go like...
Yeah, well, they don't listen. That's one thing.
I told Kurt.
Listen, just Gavin. How many people? That's great. Yeah,
it's perfect.
What what was what's his name? You used to have the joke about the guy that would order soup at the strip club.
Some disgusting. Yeah, guy. They have like breakfast. Wait,
what's
shit.
The dude that said he had gold bar? Yeah, wait, who is? What's his name? Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm playing. Sean. Wait, what's his name?
He has
Reggie. Reggie McFadden.
Oh, Reggie McFadden.
God, Reggie was so
Reggie
funny,
McFadden,
man.
Yes.
But he goes, how could you eat soup? He goes, I see him like, all right, we're going to bring up cinnamon. He goes, I never heard him go, we're going to have a 5-minute break to clean the pole.
They'll have a cloth, though, sometimes.
Oh, man.
But remember there'd be those all-you-can-eat buffets in the day and stuff?
But you know what?
Eggs and... Looking at assholes.
Gavin, do you know what that is? All that objectification. Because first of all, it's just objective. It's demeaning to men, a strip club. It's not demeaning to the fucking dumb stripper.
It's not demeaning to anyone. It's church.
But the idea that's objectifying, that's because women are such vicious objectifiers. Like all those lists, top 10 worst beach bodies, right? That's not for me to look at. That's for some bitch to look at.
Because
they like to pick apart their feet. I want her tits and I want her butt. Like menstruating cannibals. That's how they objectify each other.
Totally. Well,
then they can't even fathom you not being like that.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. It's like, no, me jerking off to you is sweet.
That's the sweetest thing that can happen to your image.
Yes.
I'm not cutting you into pieces and buffalo billing you like another female.
Well, look at Lena Dunham. If she grew her hair longer and had high heel shoes, I would fuck her right now.
Dude, she looks great with long hair. She looks fucking great with long hair.
Jezebel paid $10,000 to get her unairbrushed photos so they could just gloat like, ha, ha, ha.
No, that's because
yes.
That's a whole thing. That's yet another like.
That's awesome.
This is what really holds back a lot of fucking people that are like supposedly feminists is that they have it. They don't understand this. If you do this inferiority shit like this, you're not making your case. So. The magazine made me feel bad. Well, why don't you not buy those magazines, bitch?
Right.
Yeah.
I have to buy them. You know, or this shit. We're like, every woman is beautiful. Can you imagine saying that? Every man is handsome. Can you imagine just saying? Can you imagine demanding? Or no, we are all handsome, special men.
You're beautiful.
All of us in our own way are a goddess.
What they say,
so
words can't.
So really,
imagine singing that to yourself in the mirror, looking at.
But it's getting to that
face.
Now because the new dudes are gonna be like that.
The young kids are like that.
But instead of the answer being like maybe being like classically beautiful is not important. Maybe that instead of we have to tell everyone they're the perfect beautiful. Like, what about, you're not pretty. So what? You could do other things. You could be useful in some way besides your fucking looks.
Science,
We worship women. Look at
we got to make an empowering thing. Hey, so you're fat? Science, bitch.
Science, bitch.
We got to make women empowering
That's
ads.
A hashtag.
We're going to record those, dude. Some empowering women ads.
We have to.
Every time a woman gets fake tits, her husband says, it makes her happy. I don't know why she's doing it, but if that's going to
So I can feel better than another woman who I'm jealous of.
Yeah, it's never for the husband.
I want them to hang down like dicks when I'm fucking you from behind and see them. Actually, I can't look at them swing because I'll come.
You're a man of a certain age now. That's what that tells me.
Yes.
Because when you were younger, you wasn't into that. But now you mature into different kinds of likes.
Trevor Simser. I probably shouldn't be quoting him saying his name, but he goes, yo, when I was 20, I went out with a girl with droopy tits. I wasn't into them, but I sure wouldn't mind fucking with them right now.
Why couldn't that be the Sherrod impression right there? That could have been me.
We'll see.
Right
next
there, it could have been me.
After my 20 hours. He was a white guy who went to black schools in Florida his whole life.
Sounds like me.
But the thing about airbrushing these chicks is when you're in love with a woman, she becomes an angel. And like
that's the worst thing you can do to her.
On her ass is heaven. So all these magazines are trying to do is simulate how dumb and blind you are when you're in love.
Right.
And make her into an angel. Because sometimes I'll see some ex-girlfriends that I worshipped and I'll go, you were fucking a dude. She's a five. But in the heat of the moment, I had airbrushed her in my mind. Yeah. So yes, these ladies, it is unattainable, but it's simulating love, you fucking bitches.
Well, why? Just don't buy it. I don't understand. Like, why? How about
I like
just
raunchy shit?
How about just fucking? You want to be a man? Be a fucking man. How about that?
How about the
sign? Listen to how he talked to me. Oh, like how men get talk to each other?
Oh yeah.
Well, welcome to the club. That's how we talk. Like assholes.
Everybody want
to
be equal, but nobody want to be that.
But I am.
That
by the way, I am flat out against like fucking this shit. Like the shit I see people put on. What's her name? The chick Lindy West, who I never had a thing with. Like I had a thing with that other one. Whose
name
that's
I
don't
chick
say.
From
the fat one.
Yeah.
So people after this is why I hate Twitter. I hate you so much on Twitter if you do this. They fucking put insults like because that Emmy shit. They go, oh, are you mad? To her, who somebody had no beef with my name on the fucking thing. And then she's like, well, why are you guys? I'm like, I'm not with. Now I got to explain to her I'm not with. I'm already blocked to fucking tell her. Why are you dragging me into this?
So they were cheating
I'm against democracy. Yeah.
With because me. You were successful with something.
Like, she gives a shit, and I want her to feel bad.
Like, having her back, like having his back by attacking her is fucking.
But just drawing me into some
drawing
shit.
Drawing him into it.
Even her. She's probably like a 4.5, a 5. She cleaned up nice and had high heel shoes on.
Oh, let's I banged fives. That's 3 a.m. My late night banging when I was on 75th Street. Oh, I banged so many fives and sixes together.
Gavin, those high
heels. They add up to a 10.
Those high heels 10 to 12. Are just going to look like hooves.
I'll fuck a hoof.
All right, now that's
I'll
on
fuck
me.
A hoof.
Now that
fuck
insult was on me.
My best lay ever was a 4.
I believe that.
And yeah. I must have
I believe that.
Beat off 3,000 times remembering.
I one time.
I think I fucked her 8 times.
Dude, one time I banged.
Believe that. I'm right on that same.
Let me tell you, I banged I'm right there with you. A Bob Evans waitress with the head of Tom Wopat. Great body. Wow, was that great. I woke up and just plunked it in there again. It was fantastic.
And that's the best fucks. And you try to even try to explain it to some dudes, they'll be like this. Nah, man.
Oh, millennials.
Those dudes are gay.
They're like, nah. Ew, you lick a lady's butthole? That's disgusting. And you're like, dude, you want it to taste like poo.
Yeah,
like, they don't understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you do.
That's bullshit.
I don't want it to taste like
not total poo, but a little poo-ish.
No, I'm saying, like, millennials have licked my butthole. It's like a thing we're into as a generation.
Well, that's part of your stand-up act.
But I don't get, I don't know. These among millennials, the guy I work with, 23, is a fucking virgin. And he doesn't give a shit.
He's a 23-year-old virgin?
He's not a good litmus test for what the rest of the generation's doing.
Did you know me, Gavin?
I had a guy working here. It was one of you, not one of you guys, but I go,
Gavin,
do you fuck your girlfriend in the ass? And he goes, I'm not answering.
Holy
that.
Shit, dude. I just have a, listen,
only was
do you making movies
him,
anymore? Or Netflix movies?
You weren't jerking off idea. When you was asking him, Gavin.
Like an 80s, we're going to get laid this summer thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's you and a bunch of those guys, and they're not even into it, but you force them into it. Like, come on, guys, you're getting laid this. I'm like, we don't do that. You make them take a bet
dude,
on getting laid.
I got this guy a
and you're just
porn
stuck
star.
In it and they won't do it with you. That's the whole movie.
I got this guy a porn star. He said she's too old because she's 30. I had these crazy Southern
that's
bells
despicable,
up
dude.
With like, you know, Confederate flag tattoos and woohoo, get me a Bud Light. And they grab his crotch and he goes, excuse me? That's what?
What
he said.
Stop hanging out with young white dudes because they don't want to fuck.
He was my coworker.
White is what I said, Gavin.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
I actually talked to Dante? Nero about his Beige Phillips, about his nephew, his black nephew. He's having serious problems.
Oh,
with.
Yeah.
With
luckily, what? That Dante's his uncle because Dante can help him.
And Dante's fucking getting a hernia.
Yeah, because
trying to help him because this guy is like.
What happened?
Because black nerds are in now. So you can be a black nerd and not get laid. Just
is,
like a young white
crazy.
Nerds ain't get laid.
By the way, it is really, so much of this shit is so funny, like how it's not a race thing, but it's so like, because there's a million black people that are my age that like have no idea what the fuck these people are talking about either. You got to be a certain age.
Yeah, it's generational. Like,
no, but blacks what? Get laid way more than whites.
It depends on who you are.
Me? Who
yes.
You are, dude.
I get laid more than everybody I know.
Yeah, like that what's that
know,
big
I,
controversy
I,
with that Will, family who's on TV, the super Christian family with 19 kids.
The Duggars.
Oh, the Duggars. Yeah.
So he touched his sister's tit when he was 14. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's nothing.
Every black guy I know fucked his babysitter when he was 8.
I fucked my babysitter. Yeah. I was an 8, though.
Keith Robinson
14.
Told me when he was 12 he fucked somebody.
13.
Yeah.
That is a, no, that
it
is
a white.
It was
the summer when I turned 14.
But that, and this is where it bugs me.
So he was great. I busted it out on my, Chris Cotton, I think
dude,
he fucked his cousin a million
I said
times
that,
when he was a little
oh, yeah.
kid.
Yeah. It sounds like Chris Cotton. That fat nothing.
And he was like 8, and he was saying shit like, you're going to take that cock. You're going to take that. When he's 8.
But he grew up in Philly. You can't judge those
yeah,
savages.
Philly, Philly is a. No I mean, Philly, land. It's like. It's their police presence is so woefully low Like the reason New York's safe now is
South Philly too, right? Everyone is fucking.
There's not enough cops
Philly.
For the city, and it's like a 45-minute response time on a shooting. That's at Karen's dad's school where he's at. That's what they tell you if they shoot. It's about 45 minutes before a cop's going to get there if they have a shooting.
No thanks.
That's how bad Philly is.
No thanks.
Philly is Baltimore with electricity, nigga. It's a mess.
It is.
It is.
It really is. I go to Baltimore like, oh my God.
Yes.
Am I in the postman? Kevin Costner with the last of the mail. That's all.
I'm delivering this mail.
I am delivering these bills to these folks.
I remember Chris Codd, I think, was talking about that. Do you know who Talib Starks is?
Talib Starks.
He did a book called White People versus Niggers or something. Black People versus Niggers.
So he did the Chris Rock joke, but he just did a book out of it?
Yes.
Okay.
And Talib was talking to Chris about South Philly, and he was saying, you fucking people are insane. He goes, we went to see Run DMC in South Philly, and when the concert was over, all the fucking nightmare gangsters in South Philly just stood in a wall in front of the subway and just robbed every single person.
Oh,
like
Philly's
taking tickets. Yeah.
Philly what is a terrifying.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
Yeah, when I got to New York,
that's
man,
like
it
Jamaica.
Was not even like because I was still doing all black rooms. They would give you like a good 3 minutes to get there. To get them before they were like, get the fuck out. Like Philly was, you just hit the stage. Like, who the fuck is this goofy ass? But like,
oh, really?
Yeah,
they heckle?
Philly's so ignorant compared to New York. It's unbelievable.
That's bomb the place.
Everywhere sounds like country Philly. Outside of New York City at some point.
I do love playing Philly.
I love Philly. Listen, I love Philly. I always
Helium,
have fun
it's
in
a
Philly.
Great fucking time.
Helium is a great room.
And it's,
it
you
does
know.
Seem more, blacks and whites seem to get along better in Philly. Like if
I think here,
I went to see Andrew WK there, and a third of the audience was black.
Because that's the Andrew WK. He knows how to bring them together. I'll give him the credit for that.
And it's different now. When I was there, it was a lot more like polarized. I think it's a little bit more mixed than it used to be.
Blipsters.
But it did have its yes, but it did have its spots, Philly, that were very like an even mix, like kind of.
I remember they
cool
used to have the Greek. We have like the Greek picnic, like college. This is for college students in Philadelphia. And they have it in different cities, but the Philly one, I remember going there as a teen. I was like 19, young college kid, just having fun. I remember the Philly cops coming through on horses, running motherfuckers over. Like,
really?
Trampling through the crowd of teenagers.
That's like that 1940s racism you were talking about with the German shepherds and everything and the riot hose.
Yes. That's what we dealt with in Philadelphia. Just going there for a fucking college.
Your college stories are fucking insane. Like when you say, so then we went back over there and you know, Gabe, how it goes. We just threw a big fucking stick of dynamite in the kitchen.
Oh, that's my boy did that.
Yeah. And he goes, you know how it is. And I'm like,
that's
I've never seen
dynamite. He does that.
I don't know what dynamite. I've seen dynamite in movies.
One thing, the impersonation is getting a little better. I'll give you that.
I got it.
Getting a little better.
19 and a half hours to go.
Yes, but it sounds a little better. But yeah, my boy had beef with somebody and he shot the dude.
My boy had some beef with somebody. It sounds a little better.
He took a piece of dynamite and threw it through the kitchen window.
Yes, can you fucking, have you ever heard that before?
But nobody's heard that because my boy was crazy. That's not like what black people do. That's one nigga did that.
Where'd he get dynamite?
You
how do you buy it? Don't you have to be a construction
this
company?
This son of a bitch had it in his, he had like an old Blazer, you know, the Ford, the Blazer trucks. He had it behind, like under his fucking spare tire.
Shad went to college with a cartoon coyote.
Just before that happened too, they go, what the fuck, what's the worst he's going to do? What's he going to do? Come by, fight us? We'll fight him back.
He's the same friend of mine who girlfriend was an RA at the college dorm. Some guy came in to see his girlfriend, got into an argument with her, called her a bitch. He ran over there, didn't see the dude. So the dude later went in his baby stroller, pushing the baby, threw a cinder block at the dude, missed the dude,
oh, that makes
hit
me nauseous.
The baby,
oh!
And knocked the baby's finger off.
Oh!
True story.
Oh my God.
Smashed the little baby's finger with a cinder block, nigga.
That is worse than...
Boy, by the way, how sad is Baltimore that they just have drive-by blockings? Like, not even... Did he hold the cinder block sideways? Hold it right.
Oh, that really does make me nauseous.
God damn it, use both hands.
The dude ducked, though, and the shit hit the kid and smashed the kid's finger off.
Oh, my God.
What's worse?
That's my boy, man. That's the crew I roll with.
That's
and we were in college.
Was, like, by the way, what was his crawling into a vagina. Nickname. Like, that is one of the worst things that you could put in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the true story.
Do you know how many droopy tits he's going to have to look at to forget that? But that Duggar thing, dude, that Josh, that thing everybody's like, oh, that's just to try to jump on him, you know, for being a hypocrite. That's why everybody wants blood.
Well, it's also Christians are an easy target, and everyone loves shitting on Christians because they don't shoot you or blow you up.
He's... well, not just that. I mean, it's obnoxious to be in a... I'm in the Family Research Council's group, and I'm on Ashley Madison. That's obnoxious.
Yes.
And that's why... I mean, Jesus, even if you're a Christian, that enrages Christians. I mean, all these people on TV are not real Christians. They're phonies. That's a money empire, a horseshit phony thing. That's, to me, I would never read... If I was still Christian, I would never read Christian to me. But what that is, that, like, touching his sister's shit... And by the way, I said this to Larry Wilmore at the cellar, and he like looked at me like I'm an asshole, but I'm right. That is not any molestation. I'm sure he's never molested anyone again. Because he went blah, 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 like that in their sleep.
I helped so many cousins. I was a cousin helper.
That's prison sexuality.
I'll help you.
That's prison sexuality. That guy is in a weird fucking prison made of khaki pants and home haircuts.
No,
there's no sex. The only sex around you, there's nothing. There's no outlet. So I'm sure if you're in fucking Saudi Arabia, maybe some weird shit pops off, like boy fucking. Whenever you're in a weird position where there's like
prison too.
Sex is like this weird thing that like you're aware of that.
Yeah, like Hasid.
It's your yes.
Yeah.
And guess what's going to happen?
Little kid's dicks.
For him to do that, that's all he did. I applaud him for just doing blah, 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 and nothing more. That's
he's a hero.
He's a hero. I don't know about you, but I grew up in a very normal middle class family, and there was all kinds of weird shit. One time I had to tickle this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he made me tickle his pubes till the birdie came out.
Greg Gutfeld.
What was the birdie?
Greg Gutfeld. That was his boner, and I was like, oh, fine.
What was his name?
He called us his penis was his birdie.
Yeah. And then there was these other... I had
it was like, what's wrong?
Birdie
sick? Then a sick
and
birdie.
How small is your dick?
You nicknamed it Birdie. We were maybe 10 years old, and they started blowing each other, and they go, you got to try it.
What?
And I was like, guys, I think what you're doing is really bad. And I said to one of them, I go, I think what you're doing is homosexual.
And what did he say?
And the color just left his face, and then he ran to the bathroom and started projectile vomiting, and his mom had to pick him up. But... that happened all the time.
Yeah, I told that here.
And the Cinderblock story made you sick.
My brother had a game where you would be in a box and someone would put their penis through a hole and you would hold the penis and then you'd say, who are you and what do you do? And that person would say like, I'm Sherrod. No, you wouldn't say your name.
It went back to the worst one. That's the worst.
You went back
to the bad one.
You better use two hands for that penis. Yeah.
That ain't my penis, good one. You're right about that.
That's Sherrod. And so get out of here.
Log toss.
Then you get out of the box. So they told me, who are you and what do you do?
How old are you now?
No, this is my brother when he was about 9. So they come in, and I was in the basement staying at my parents' house, I guess. And they tell me the game, and I go, look, guys, because I was remembering the insane guilt I felt about my own fucking birdie tickling. And I was like, don't beat yourself up. Don't play that game anymore. But it's not the end of the world. You did some stupid shit. You're little kids. Don't worry about it. Don't have nightmares or anything. So they all go home, and they go, Kyle's brother said it's healthy to play with your penis. And all us boys should be playing with our penises. So from then on, every time I visited my parents, my brother's friends wouldn't come by because their parents wouldn't let them because I was the guy who said, it's good to touch your penis. Come on, dance. What? Who's in the box? Let's get in
you
the
weren't,
box.
You weren't wearing a colorful vintage suit when you said it, were you? That probably didn't help. Come to my world of wonders.
It's just tickling.
Who are you? Gavin, here's a who.
I came to the other side of the box like, no, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'll figure it out.
But we all do stupid shit like that. And I mean, outside of dynamite in the kitchen, we all weird sexual memories.
I mean, I think 69 and at 10 years old is weird to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Throwing a cinder block at a baby depends on the baby.
Was the baby going like this?
Was the baby white?
Did the baby call him a bitch?
Did the baby do an impersonation on me that sucked?
Oh, man, I'm going to fucking kill it when I nail that. Because it's just practice, right?
No, stinks.
After 20 hours. Any imitation, there's like Tony Soprano
it's
and stuff.
Flattering. It's flattering to me. To me, it's flattering.
I think you can learn any imitation if you spend long enough.
I asked Bob about it because he does all his impressions.
Oh, yeah.
And they all have a range they can do, and it depends on your voice. So some people are in your range or out of your range.
You ain't down here with
like
me, song. Boy.
It's like singing.
Can you do Tony Soprano?
It's a very difficult situation.
Nailed it.
Neither of us can do Tony Soprano.
You just nailed it.
Can you do E.T.?
Elliott.
Perfect.
That's close.
See, you're good with those.
Ronald Reagan?
Well.
No one can see your head shake. You tried to make that mostly head shake. Catherine Hepburn?
You're my knight in shining armor.
Well, she's easy.
That might have been the best one.
Well, I'm a woman in trousers, so what?
Mine was better, though.
That's young Captain.
Well, I'm a woman in trousers, so what?
In Aviator. Don't you remember Aviator?
I think you can only do people who shake like that.
Yeah.
If they don't have fucking palsy, nigga, you can't do it.
I don't know. What else do we have? Do we have any news or anything?
That's it. We got news, Caitlin? You got something for us?
Yeah, there's a cafe in Israel that's offering 50% off to Arab and Israel families that eat together. And it's like it's the kitchen's both halal and also kosher, and it's taken off.
So it's
a restaurant where Arab and Israeli families eat, Jewish families
where
eat
is
together.
If in Israel.
Yeah.
If they
but where?
Eat,
what city, do you know?
It's not.
Because that's going to blow up. That is not.
Yeah.
That ain't going to last.
Yeah, exactly.
They blow up so fast.
What's up with the stabbings going on in Israel? You know anything about that, Gavin?
They've decided to really embrace terrorism. And instead of launching rockets, let's make you scared when you're going to work. And let's just start randomly stabbing Jews.
Whoa. Yeah. I heard they shot one dude who wasn't a terrorist, though. They thought some African tourist was like one of the guys who started one of these things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they shot him in the head.
I saw one thing on the news where they were talking about this unarmed Palestinian who was shot, and then you can see that he had a fucking knife in his hand.
Oh, that's not unarmed. That's armed.
Yeah,
that's
but
armed.
You can't trust but the propaganda that comes out, especially, remember when 9/11 happened and they showed all those Palestinians dancing and celebrating, and then somebody came out and like, that was a fake video that they put up, and that no, it was real. And by the way, it's very hard to get a video like that because they're savvy enough to beat you up for taking that because they know they have to look like they're never the bad ones. So they'll beat you up for getting any evidence of the shit they do. They're pretty fucked up, actually. Like, I'm not pro like that settlement shit, like fuck your Holy Land. And but honest to God, like, what are you going to replace Israel with? Like, what? Like, okay, let's say you win, right? The Jews are not in charge anymore. What the fuck is it going to be? Like, it's going to be a Muslim shithole. Like, who wants
well,
that?
Well, that's, what's her name? It's going to be a nightmare. Manji talks about that in her book.
Who does?
Irshad Manji. She has a book called The Trouble with Islam. Uh-huh. And her theory is that Palestinians are jealous. Arabs secretly love Israel. Because every time they talk about a perfect society, they end up describing Tel Aviv perfectly.
That's, they just hate Jews. They hate Jews with passion, and they think
and the
they
Arabs
be in
really
that
didn't
way.
Get along with the Palestinians either, right?
They, no, what, do you know they rich? Why don't you give them some of your money?
No, do you
Saudi
know why
Arabia?
they kicked Arafat out initially? First of all, the problem now is there were secular Palestinian movements that weren't nutbag Islamic things for a while, but they're eating the fuck up right now by all these like Hamas kind of people. But when the PLO was in Jordan, you know, they set up tolls and started taxing Jordanian citizens with fake road tolls, and then Jordan got sick of me. Get the fuck out of here! Like after
Jamaicans do that in Jamaica, by the way. If you go down the wrong road in Jamaica, there's a log in the middle of the road, and there's a nigga with a machete like this. Pay toll. Toll road. Toll road. Pay toll amount.
Like you let these people stay in your fucking country, and they start robbing everyone in your thing with like fake tolls. Like
that's a problem.
So they've never liked. And by the way, if you talk to someone from Egypt, they'll tell you that they've never liked the fucking Palestinians. They go, "We just hate Jews."
My brother went.
People will admit to you, like, I had to talk to this kid who worked at Sella, that young kid.
Yeah.
He's from Egypt, and he was like a nice kid. I told him to talk him out of thinking Hitler was great. Here's how I did it. I had just take Jews out of it. I'm like, no, take the whole Jew thing out of it. Aside from that, he was not a good guy.
Yeah, he killed circus clowns.
I know he did that one really good thing.
What's the bad
but besides
part?
besides that, he wasn't good at leading. Yeah. You know, like
he killed
fucking
gays.
Yeah, like it's like a bewildering thing. I don't fucking, you know. But on the other hand, I fucking despise that shit where like Karen's dad faxed us a thing that was like, you know, I have to vote for Romney because I have to give a shit how many submarines they send to Israel this year. Like, go fuck yourself.
I love Israel. Like I think Israel's the bee's knees. We spend too much attention on Israel.
Sure.
Way too much. I mean, I love them. Good people. All my friends. My girlfriend's Jewish. Listen, we spend too much time on these motherfuckers.
Well, you know
what
I've
noticed,
though?
Haiti needs a little attention.
You know what it is? It's not, yeah. They get into anti-Semitism, and it just becomes a fucking mental rut where Jews are responsible for everything bad.
It's ridiculous.
If it rains on their birthday, it was the Jews. And you go, this is what you criticize blacks for. You say blacks blame white people for all their problems. Well, you're doing the exact same thing.
Exactamundo.
And I see it happen to guys, especially in their late 40s. They just get into fucking Israel and Zionism and the media, and
And it's all over.
By the way, do you know, it's not the Israel. The reason that they have too much influence, it's not the Israel lobby like people think. It's all these fucking evangelicals that think the red heifer and all that shit's going to appear in Jesus. They're the ones that lobby the most.
That's why they take all the trips to Israel. They take all these trips to Israel.
These John Hagee fucking
huge churches.
That's true, but
that's who's the problem.
They have more influence on Capitol Hill than Jews.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I'm going to look that up with the Cowboys.
They got.
Well, I don't want to tell you.
A weird sect where they go to Israel and they can't wait for them all to convert or die.
Do you not understand the level of stupid and awful of like just a Texas Republican and a Southern? Do you know how insane?
Every time I meet them, they seem like wonderful people.
Oh, nice people.
Yeah. Welcome crazy into the shit. Fucking.
No, I ain't saying they ain't nice, but goddamn. Like, leave the light on.
I really do despise fucking that. That's, I mean, even when I was still Christian, I didn't like the fucking that strain because that was like our.
You seem to have so much resentment built up.
Not towards my religion.
Christianity.
No. Christianity. Not towards my religion, right. Towards everybody else's bullshit. And what I have resentment towards is the hypocrisy. Like, if you're going
to
do it.
Jehovah's got to Kurt.
If you're going to do it.
Jehovah Witness.
If you're going to do it, oh, wow. That's a hard thing to do. I respect that. But these fucking people are liars. They just.
The
phony.
Jehovah Witness are the Jacksonville Jaguars of religion. Like, that's how bad they are.
By the way, that's what Christianity is. Christianity is supposed to. Christianity, it's built into the religion that if it's ever a majority, it's not real. He says it in the thing. He goes, only a very small few are on the cramped and narrow road, and the masses are going to destruction. And if it ever is that big, it's not. It's fake. And he said all that shit. And these people are the whore that rides the wild beast. That's who they are. That's
but
who they
sometimes
are. They're the
sound
whore.
Like an anti-Semite when you talk about Christianity, because you just it seems well, to I leak am, into like bottled water.
I,
and they fucking.
I am
Christians
sick of the you know the scribblings of cave Jews affecting me. Yes, but it's not anti-Semitism. It's just the bloody stench of the God of Abraham. Is like the source of a bunch of problems right now, and I really just despise that fucking God. I just despise him.
It does
and I
don't cause understand, a lot of problems.
I don't understand why this desert nonsense has to affect me, a Western man.
How does it
man.
Affect you?
We have first of all just the birth control nonsense because we have to go around. So I bought lube. I have a joke.
You don't have
it.
The right to kill babies, and dude, that's infringing on your personal freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Well,
it
you
is.
Know what? We wouldn't have to kill the babies if these. Dumb fuck Catholics didn't have a problem with birth control. That would solve the problem right fucking there. But no, we got to make sure you wait to fuck until our God said. I don't give a fuck how your God feels. I mean, that's fucking insane.
Your God's a cock blocker.
You know, just tell them abstinence. To George Bush's credit, George W. Bush doesn't get credit for that. AIDS went way down in Africa because after Bono or whoever had a talk with him about that abstinence training is insane, he abandoned it and started shipping condoms over there. Hmm. And Bono defended him on something. He goes, George W. Bush really did was good on this. And the numbers went way down thanks to him because he realized abstinence training was fucking batshit. Because you can't go to poor people and tell them not to fuck. What are you, out of your mind?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are they going to do, not
PlayStation?
Fuck?
PlayStation? We got PlayStation, motherfucker.
Christopher Hitchens says that about Mother Teresa. He goes, she's a mass murderer because she brought Catholicism to Africa
good
and made
him.
Everyone fuck.
She's a piece of shit.
But they didn't do Catholicism.
What, the, no,
they
didn't. Yeah, the blood money from Papa Doc isn't enough to sink her for you? That's not enough? The Papa Doc blood money that they asked her to give back, the people?
Look, if
no,
we all...
I will give it to my convent of weird spinsters to hand out more bowls of slop while people suffer in pain. Poverty is holiness. What a sack of shit she was.
You hate her. He said she didn't give anybody
she
medicine.
She took money from Papa said, Doc Chevalier. Of all the fucking scum.
So what?
So what? That
take
fucking murderer?
That Papa Doc. What are you going to spend it on? Fucking gold shoes?
You might give it back to the people who, when they beg you, these devoted Catholics, and say, hey, he took all of our money. Maybe you could be kind enough to, you know.
Give it back to him?
Yeah.
She could have did that too.
She give it nothing.
Don't give it back to him, though, because what good would that be? More fucking guillotines?
Fucking everything that moves, getting shit-faced all the time, and I didn't get married till I was 35, and I look back at the hundreds of whores I fucked, and I think.
Hundreds.
Was that so great?
The fuck the whores?
Yeah.
I bitterly regret all the whores I didn't fuck that I could have fucked.
I wish I met my wife when I was 19. I wish she was my first lay, and I wish I started breeding that day.
How many kids you would have had?
I would have liked to have 5.
How many do you have now?
3.
Jesus Christ, you're going to be at 5 in no time.
We're done.
Catholic.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You get the tubes tied or something?
No.
Cut, snipped?
I'm 45, though, and she's 42.
You don't want to leave that many kids behind when you're on your way out, right?
I'm just tired, man. I can't get up after 5 hours of sleep anymore. And they want to play all the time, and they, you know, you be a monster and chase me, and you're like, I just did 37 times.
Yeah.
Again. And you go, I'm 40 fucking 5. Where were you 20 years ago? I actually like hide and seek because you get to rest.
Yeah. And you seek them like 2 days later.
Yeah, you check your phone, and they're so shitty at it. They'll come in a room you're in, look around and leave, and you're like,
let's play a game called Dreamy Land.
Yeah.
That's what we
want. I've done that before.
Close our eyes and see what we imagine.
Yeah, give us a NyQuil, man. Give us a NyQuil.
Let's play the silent
game. By the way, can we somehow show it? I got somebody made Rosemary's Cosby.
I don't think we can show it.
I wanted to edit out. I wanted to change some Rosemary Baby where she's, you know, the devil's fuck, and it's just Cosby's eyes. And somebody fucking made it.
The fans are the best. Race War fans are the best.
Hold on. Let me find it.
You gonna put it up on a. You got people jumping up, grabbing
that
wires.
It wasn't fucking scary at all.
No, Rosemary's Baby.
No, and by the way, when you see these fake.
I wanted to fuck, what's her name now?
When you see these fake.
I like the outfits.
John Monster
Cassavetes
hands.
Had. I liked his suits. He looked good.
Oh, right. That's John
Cassavetes.
It's
good for the outfits.
What year was that? What year that came out? 67?
So this will show on the TV?
Yeah, I can't really think.
Or
it
I don't
was
know. Can 70s. We? How do we show it to them?
I think
and,
it was 60s. But that's right before Sinatra started fucking me. Right? Then he started.
Sinatra fucked you?
Fucking her.
Remember Taylor Negron? Remember Taylor?
I wish Sinatra fucked me.
Sherrod Taylor Negron, God rest his gay soul, told us
Taylor,
that fucking. I guess it's an old Hollywood story.
You know Taylor Negron, the actor who just passed away not too long ago?
Dude, he's in a million things. He's in the last. You'd know him in a heartbeat if you saw him. You got to just Google him. You'll know who I'm talking about.
He's great.
Lost my phone.
God bless him.
Do you remember Punchline? Yeah, do you remember, The Last Boy Scout? With Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
He was in so many movies. He was in
Better Off Dead.
Richmond High. No,
he's a little girl. That dog is so ugly. I would in One Crazy Summer. He said, dude, he's in everything.
Shit.
He's like in every 80s.
Canadians
movie.
Don't know actors. You guys know every actor, every movie. You know that when he was on a Gap commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I've just looked up Wilford Brimley for the first time.
Oh, he was on that show with Joey Jeremiah. Does that help you?
Degrassi.
Who y'all got up there in Canada? Tom Green and
do
somebody
you even
else?
Need my phone, Duke? You just bring the computer.
Or Scotland. Who's a big Scottish actor?
No one can understand
Sean
that
Connery.
Accent.
Sean Connery, so he's 79 years old.
They never have a career outside of Scotland because no one can understand
So what's a big Scottish movie that's not over here that we, you go like this,
oh, well, there's
movie.
Shows like Still Game is fucking hilarious.
Still Game.
Or
that's
The Lemmy
BBC.
Show, Brian Lemmy, unbelievably funny sketch comedy show.
Okay.
That could never
I know
leave.
That dude.
Have you been to like Ireland and Scotland, by the way?
I've never been to Ireland, but I would go to Scotland every summer. Visit my family and fight.
Oh, really?
What team do you support? When you walk down the street, and I was like, Dad, everyone wants to fight here. And he goes, just say Partick Thistle.
What is that?
The shittiest team in the world. So they go, what team do you support? Because it's either Celtics, you're Catholic, or Rangers, you're Protestant. And if you're not what I am, we're going to fight.
So they're going to throw a dart at your head if you don't fucking...
Bodies and fucking
the coaches'
fiends.
Kids have to go to school with a police escort because someone will... Throw a cinder block on them.
And tear their thumb off. With yes. Where's your friend been this whole time in Scotland? Oh, nice. John made it work on the TV.
It was great when I fucking cinder
so
block
go,
hit that baby.
What team do you support? And you say Partick Thistle, and they go, you're fucking
all right, bad. Now this guy, Max Westhel, after I just said, well, someone just make this, just fucking made this.
Okay. Will this be on our cameras?
Oh, rewind. Yeah, here we go. We have sound?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Get this. Look at that shitty monster hand.
Look at
effect.
That nip, though. You like that nip,
when
though?
When that monster was fucking, I was so bored.
I know, but watch. Nah, this new cut. Rosemary's Cosby, it's called.
Those hands were ridiculous.
Rosemary's
Cosby. Sherrod's hands look great in this.
Thank you. I exfoliated. She looks good, though. Look how good she looks.
She did look good. She
looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, is that good?
Yeah, what are you not getting? I was raised in Afghanistan.
Ha, 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 Oh man, it's too good. Oh shit.
Wait, then next scene. Did they, was it over the top the baby had to be in an evil crib too, by the way?
Yeah. It's just... The Omen did it best when they, you just saw the dog, yeah, the body of the dog for a split second. That was the mother. Damien came out of a dog.
Oh, he did?
Dig up the grave and you just see the dog and you go, oh, fuck, he came out of a dog?
In the original one?
Yeah, the first one.
Oh, that's what it was.
That scared
remember,
the shit out of me.
While we wait for this fucking thing to load.
I'm
still scared of that movie.
But what's the one?
With, to this like, day.
It's believable.
Yeah.
But the one, dude, yeah, there's one that came out later where it was implied.
They're all scary.
He was born out of someone's ass. Remember that? It was like he had a baby.
One
with
of the omens?
Yeah, it's like the shittier later ones. And he fucked her in the ass and she had a baby out of her ass. It was an anal birth.
Really?
So you knew it was an evil baby. It came out of her ass.
But he was only born in the first one.
Just
and then
like,
he was a teenager.
Pause
and then
it
they
loads.
They redid it.
Oh,
the
fuck.
Remake.
God damn it. Rewind it a little bit because, oh my God.
This is not good for the flow.
I know.
The flow is better.
Oh my God.
I think it came up.
I know. Gavin's show, he just had some girl spreading her ass. By the way, he had a girl spreading her asshole who judged me for having an open relationship, a porn star. Like, really, you dumb whore?
What, on Gavin's show?
Yeah.
Why wasn't nobody spreading the ass when I came on your dumb show?
Look at it.
That was a different show.
You're the worst. You missed. Oh, that's great.
It's Cosby yelling, God is dead. Dude,
oh,
he fucking synced it
up
so
well.
We
gotta get that audio on next week. Well, this one, if we can put it on.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook, Rosemary's Cosby.
All right, I guess we're about to wrap it up in a minute.
Yeah, it's a good show. Thanks
Gavin,
for coming, Gavin.
Jesus
Thanks
Christ.
For having me.
We ain't go through this much trouble to get somebody on.
Let's call the title.
Ever.
You can't take Gavin
it
anywhere.
It ain't easy being a pariah.
You can't take Gavin anywhere.
Can't take him anywhere.
We can't. Where you take him in the attic of stand-up New York at this point.
I would think that he would at least have my back, though, Kurt. I thought Gavin had my back.
He ain't
got my back, Kurt.
And he goes,
he got it.
He said, you're the alpha male of this? Sherrod, tell him that's not true.
No, that's true. Now go take a nap.
No, Sherrod is more the Nick Fury of my Hulk. That's how I look at it. Alpha male. You tell the Hulk? You tell the Hulk that?
No,
the Hulk's a force of nature, John.
I got what you're going to say.
No, I stand by those things.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's racism. You just
are you a friend or are you not a friend, stupid?
I'm a friend.
All right.
Yeah.
Act like it.
If you were a heroin addict and you came to my house and went, Gave, I got some fucked up shit going on in my life right now.
Nobody says Gave.
Dude, these fucking fans, this is what amazes me. I'm like, they're
who
like, why would you dare check with Opie? I'm like, it's his, what am I supposed to go to his chair and take a shit in it and go, hey, fuck face. You don't like this guy? Well, guess what? Fuck you. Like, why would I do that? We like Opie fine.
Yeah.
What did he do besides hook us up?
I would never ask for a guest. In fact, I'm trying to get Anthony's ex-wife on the show.
Are you?
I would
ask
for a
she
guest.
Sells hot dogs.
She what?
She sells hot dogs.
What's that supposed to mean?
She's a pathetic alcoholic.
Well, see, that then it's good if you have more because this is on show. Anthony's chilling and she's a pathetic alcoholic. Now, if she was Christy fucking Crawford, Cindy Crawford, it would be a problem.
Right, but he doesn't want to see her whether she's Cindy or hot dog salesman.
Okay,
I'm just going to do it just to bug
call me when you have the black when you have the black woman that hit
yes,
him on.
Get that chick on. Get the times
crazy.
How
black
would like
bitch
that,
though?
That would be fucking
I'll
heaven.
I'll find her.
Find
like,
him.
She seems like she's gonna
I
be
know what her. I've been in his house.
No. I mean, I think it was a tranny.
Yeah. Oh, him. That's what you said.
Yeah.
But still, her. Show respect.
Nope.
She identifies as a her.
Did
identification.
Okay, you're right.
It's
like when the Fonz says he's wrong and he's like, I was. I'm like, okay,
Gavin,
you're a wolf.
I said this. I'm fair. I go by how hot you are. I'm trying to be fair.
What?
I already posted. I don't know if it's gonna be in trouble. But do you think Bruce Jenner ran over that woman to harvest her vagina? Like he was passing. I was like, "Is her vagina okay? You only have minutes to get it on ice. I did my part." I don't know if it was on Alex Jones or I heard
shit.
It. But
So what you got coming up, stupid?
Nothing.
All right.
I'm a pariah.
Nothing. Nobody wants him anywhere.
No one wants me to go anywhere.
You are a problem. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You're a serious problem.
I got nothing going on. Follow my Twitter. You can see.
Gavin's a genuine problem.
I'm a
human problem. Actually, on Fatty Gates' computer once, I thought, I'm just going to Google do a control F on his computer and see if he ever talks shit about me. And I saw, yeah, we have Gavin McInnes coming by the studio soon. Highly toxic.
Yes.
Yeah, you said that about me.
That's the nicest thing anybody ever said about you.
That's really like sweet, year. John. That's really sweet of you, man.
That was like a poem.
Are you not going to thank John? Usually he's Dylan Roof, so this is quite a... All right, we're out.
Gab, thanks for coming, stupid.
Thanks for having me.
And Opie, Gavin says sorry. Cut the tape. No!